It is time to play Stump the Cook, our culinary refrigerator game. Now, here's how it works. A listener calls in with five ingredients that they actually have in their fridge, and I get to ask for a few staples like oil and salt and pepper and just three things that they actually have on hand. And then I need to come up with something that the caller would actually make in real life. Now, we have a new take on the game. USA Weekend is taking that idea and turning it into a recipe with a photo that you can find monthly in the magazine and forever online. Now, this week's player is Roland from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Roland, welcome.
Well, thank you, Lynn. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure having you, sir. And can you attest that I have not offered you any sort of remuneration for advance information on what you have in your fridge?
Nothing but the pleasure of the conversation.
Very gentlemanly. Thank you, sir. So what's in your fridge? My pencil is poised.
Yeah, we have some fresh blueberries.
Okay.
We have canned white albacore tuna.
Okay.
We have some, go well with blueberries. We have some leftover angel hair pasta cooked.
What's on the angel hair pasta? Anything?
It's just leftover plain pasta.
Plain pasta, okay.
We have fresh tomatoes from the garden.
All right, yeah.
And we have, and you'll get excited and then disappointed, Parmigiano Reggiano, but just the rinds.
Rinds. You know? All right, this is going to be very interesting, and I'm going to try something I've not done before. Okay, I get salt, pepper, and water for free, and some kind of fat, and I get three ingredients you actually have in the house. Okay, do you have any kind of canned beans?
Oh, yeah. We have some great northern beans, quite a few other things.
Any pinto beans or any chickpeas by any chance?
Yeah, we have
okay.
Chickpeas.
I'm going to take a can of chickpeas. Okay. The fat I'm going to use is going to be olive oil, logically. All right. I need a bit of flour or breadcrumbs. Got any breadcrumbs?
Yeah, both.
You have both. Let's do the breadcrumbs. Okay. And garlic. Now, you have garlic, right?
We do.
All right.
A well-stocked pantry. Our neighbors have said if Armageddon comes, they want to be in our house.
I got it. All right. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to make essentially a classic tuna and bean salad, but we're going to do it with a little fritters on top. You are going to combine some chopped up garlic, probably one or two cloves of garlic that you've minced up, with some of the chopped tomato, okay? And just put that in a large shallow bowl and let it just sit, all right?
Yep.
And you could even chunk into that the albacore, okay? With a fair amount of olive oil and a lot of black pepper.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Okay, now what you're going to do is take the Parmigiano rinds, and you're going to scrape off some of the printing on the side. Okay, see, those rinds are all cheese.
Yep.
And the key is we're going to try to grind up those rinds with the chickpea, okay, and a little bit more garlic and the breadcrumb. And we're going to make little fritters. And those fritters we're going to deep fry in olive oil.
Sounding better already.
Yeah. And in the middle of each fritter is going to be a blueberry. I know. It's very silly. But Parmesan and berries has always been a very good combination.
Savory jelly donut.
You got it. So the idea is the chickpea goes into the food processor or a blender or whatever. A little garlic goes in there. Obviously salt and pepper. The breadcrumbs. Are they fresh or dry breadcrumbs?
Dried.
Fabulous. Okay. Breadcrumbs go in there. And then you are going to just mash that all up together, a really good amount of that rind that you've chopped up first. Otherwise, it may break the machine. And then you're going to tuck a blueberry in the center, and you're going to make very small fritters, okay? A little smaller than a golf ball. you know, maybe the size of, oh, gee, the pit of a peach or a little bit larger. And then that is going to be pan-fried in a skillet of olive oil. Meanwhile, everything is marinating off to the side. The acidity of the tomato is going to help with that salad. And you're going to present that. The salad's all colorful with the chunks of the tuna, the beans. Oh, I'm sorry. More chickpeas should go right into that salad as well. And then you're going to plop on top of it the crispy fritters. And that is going to be your new classic salad. Because, you know, the tuna and bean and tomato, that kind of thing is very much a classic in Italy.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Would you actually make it and eat it?
I'm impressed. I think we'll try it.
Really? You would really eat it?
Really would. I admit, you've transformed not only the ingredients, but my opinion of the list of ingredients.
Well, I have to say, you really offered a challenge.
I was going to say, I just looked at this list and all I could think of was yuck, but now I'm thinking yum.
Hey, thank you for playing Stump the Cook.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You can find that recipe for marinated tuna and bean salad with blueberry-stuffed chickpea fritters. Come on, what did you expect? In USA Weekend. And, of course, if you want to play Stump the Cook, head to the website, splendidtable.org.